And good morning, everybody. We're back here on the mighty 690 KGGF. Kyle High with you this morning. Hope everybody is doing well out there. 53 degrees out there. We're going to warm up today to a high of around 80. We may have some showers later on overnight than some tomorrow morning. The remains of Tropical Storm Beta that is spinning around in the Gulf of Mexico, actually starting to make landfall in Texas as we speak. All right, this morning here on the Mighty 690 KGGF, we have in studio from Coffeyville Community College, we have Ashley Tapman and Pam Fear. Ladies, good morning. How are you doing this morning?
Good morning.
Good. How are you?
Doing pretty good, and you're in this week to talk about a few things. And Ashley, we're going to start with you.
Well, starting October 1st is our second 8-week classes that start. So if you want to start in those second 8-week classes, you need to contact our registrar's office. You can email them at reg office@coffeyville.edu, or you can call the main campus number, which is 620-251-7700, and then there's a prompt you can pick to choose the registrar's office. Also, spring sports dates are up and on our RedRavenAthletic.com website. So if you're interested in any of the sports that are be playing in the spring, please go to our website, RedRavenAthletics.com, and there's a tab that is schedules. It will have a drop-down menu, and you can choose the sport that you would like to see for the schedule for the spring.
Of course, football obviously has been moved to the spring season starting, I do believe, I have it over there, and I just can't see it offhand, but basically in late March. So, again, that's one of the things. It just got postponed. It didn't get canceled altogether. It just got pushed to the spring season.
Correct. And the schedules that are posted are subject to change, so please be aware of that and don't put in your calendar in permanent ink,
right?
Because those are subject to change.
Get that eraser out with a pencil, because you never know.
Things that are changing in our world right
now. Well, yeah, because there's been a few high schools that have had games canceled. Phil Kinley's actually going to miss 2 weeks in a row. They didn't play last week. They're not going to play this week either because of COVID-19 concerns. So again, it's always going to be a fluid situation with all those dates. Correct.
Yes. And we also have a new sports show this year called Raven Sports Drive. And you can find that on our YouTube channel called Red Raven TV. We have some episodes that have already been aired with some of the athletic coaches. And so it's an interview type show with all our athletic coaches for this year. And they're a longer segment than what we've normally done. So check that out on our YouTube channel. Raven Sports Drive and our YouTube channel is called Red Raven TV. So our intercession in spring enrollment classes will start for enrollment on October 14th, and there will be some listings of the classes that will be available for intercession posted on our website soon, so make sure you check that out. We also have now is a great time to visit with your advisor and prepare for the spring classes and intercession classes. Intercession is usually over the break between the new semester in the spring. So it's usually in like November, December-ish time frame. So if you want to get ahead on your classes, make sure you enroll for intercession. If you want to just take more classes because you love to learn, that's a great decision too.
Those are usually longer day classes, correct? Since it's in a smaller period, correct? All those intercession classes?
They're all online.
Okay. Oh, they're all online. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
They're all online.
Mm-hmm. And speaking of online, we also have distance education. So we have a cool thing at the college. We offer an Associate's of Arts degree all online. So if you're wanting to take online classes, strictly online classes, and get a degree, we have that option too. We have tons of online classes as well. If you would like to get enrolled in our online classes, you can contact Carrie Redden. She's our Director of Distance Education, and her number is 620-252-7071. And you can also go to our website at coffeyville.edu and type in distance education, and it'll pull some great information for you to know more about our online class options.
All right. Well, Ashley, thank you for coming in with all that good information. And I'm going to get over to you, Pam. You're wanting to talk about a few things, including enrollment.
I'm going to visit about the college orientation class.
Yeah, that's what I meant, was orientation. I don't know why I wrote down enrollment.
So this year we revised our college orientation curriculum, and one of the new components is community volunteerism. So about the second week of the semester, when we had students on campus, we had a community engagement fair, and we invited different organizations from the community to set up a table and visit with our students about opportunities to volunteer. So far we've had students that have volunteered at the Midland, at the Brown Mansion, and different places here in town. Later on, we're going to do a community or a city downtown cleanup. So we have lots of opportunities for our students to volunteer. So if you see them out in the community, that's what they're doing. And we hope that you'll give them a pat on the back and a good job, because we're really proud that our students are getting out in the community and integrating themselves in the community.
Yeah, I remember I've talked to Coffeyville's Reawakening, and they do a lot with the Midland Theater, and we've heard a lot about the students coming out and just doing all kinds of things for the Midland, which is good to see them getting out there. And I know they were out there also at the you call it the college fair, with all the yes. Organizations were out there. They said they were out there as well. So I got to hear a little bit about that. And it sounds like a lot of the students for a lot of different organizations are helping out.
Yes, I think we had a really good turnout. Megan Manley was our liaison for that. And she was the contact and set that all up. And I think we had a really good turnout, considering that we're in the middle of a pandemic. Mm-hmm. You know, we really had a good turnout. And I think the students enjoyed visiting with the different people that came out that day. So hopefully we can just keep building on that.
And I do think a lot of students. I remember when I was in college. I went to a community college, so I went down to Carl Albert State College down in Poteau, Oklahoma. But I always wanted to get in with the community, kind of know where I'm living at for at least the next 2 years. And it was very cool to just kind of discover the town I was in. And I think that's what a lot of students like to do, is be able to discover what is going on in the town I'm going to be living in for at least the next 2 years.
Right. We are a community college, and I think it's important for our students to get out there in the community.
Absolutely. So again, that was an orientation went on a few weeks ago. And if anybody has any questions for you guys about anything, how can they get a hold of you guys?
They can reach me at feerfeerer.pam@coffeyville.edu.
And if you have any questions on any important dates or enrollment as well, you can contact me by email also. It's Tatman, tatman.ashley@coffeyville.edu.
All right, ladies, thank you so much for coming in today. It's definitely different with the college season. Now the one other question I have is college, fall enroll semester is going to end a little bit sooner than usual, correct? We're trying to get it done right before Thanksgiving, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so that's why I remember a lot of I was asking my friend who she goes to college out there, and she's like we had to go to school on Labor Day. I'm like, I thought y'all were off on Labor Day, but apparently it was one of the days to help make up to get the season done earlier.
And
correct?
We started 2 days earlier too, so we could get our calendar days in before we did the break before Thanksgiving. But if you're wanting to see any more dates for schedules, you can also go to our website, coffeyville.edu, and you can look at the calendar, and there's lots of things that are going on for the school and the break days too.
Spring enrollment actually opens up October 14th, and so students can start enrolling for classes that begin in January. And we do have online enrollment now, so if students aren't able to enroll in October, it will continue on, even though we're, I think the semester ends November 20th, mm-hmm. but we will still be enrolling students after that.
And you can enroll online. You can also enroll in person, correct?
That is correct.
Yes.
You have to visit with an advisor first, mm-hmm. But you can call an advisor, you can email, and we can work out the details. We can do a Zoom advising session, and then give you instructions and open up your online enrollment.
That way that you know what classes you need to take, because you got to get your essentials out of the way, obviously. So again, you can get a great education over there at Coffeyville Community College. Like I said, I do have a friend. She's going there right now. She's in the EMT program. She's doing a really good job with that. So ladies, thank you again so much for coming in today. We really do appreciate it. Again, you can go over to Coffeyville Community College, talk to advisor. You can go online, talk to them with a Zoom, or you can talk to them on the phone. Lots of ways to contact them if you're ready to enroll for college. Again, you can enroll online after talking to an advisor, of course. So,
but if you don't know your advisor, you can, or you don't have an advisor, you can contact our Student Success Center, and they can help you with that,
and
too.
And get you pointed in the right direction.
Studentsuccess@coffeyville.edu.
All right. Again, ladies, thank you so much for coming in today. We really do appreciate it. And you guys do a great job over there at the college. And it's always good to see lots of people there every day learning and moving on, huh?
Yes.
All right. Well, ladies, again, thank you so much for coming in. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we will have more for you right here on the Mighty 690 KGGF here on this Monday morning. It is 53 degrees.